I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art in Eugene presents From the Heart, the photographs of Brian Lanker, a retrospective of the late photographer's work now through April 24th. It covers the course of his illustrious career from his Pulitzer Prize-winning photographs of natural childbirth to photos from his book of female African-American leaders, I Dream a World, to a wide spectrum of musicians, athletes, dancers, small-town dwellers, and even shoes. With me in the studios is his wife, Linda Lanker, an accomplished artist herself. Nice to see you again, Linda.
Nice to see you, Eric.
Well, Brian saw things that others did not see. Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
And can you characterize what he saw that the rest of us don't quite seem to have access to visually?
He wanted to show something that we couldn't get access to, because as a press photographer, he could get access. The other thing, most of his photos are of people. And he had a respect for people. He made a connection with people. He was compassionate. He did not exploit them.
How do you think he was able to be both completely present and still allow his subjects' natural ways to come forth?
He was patient, and they would be involved with whatever their thoughts were or whatever their activity was that he was there to document. And in a short time, he became invisible. He had a knack for this. Soon they would just relax and kind of forget that he was there.
There was a quote from Maya Angelou, who became a family friend and involved in a couple of the projects, that his generosity was a key aspect. How did you see that play out in his work and life?
Oh, my goodness. He wanted to know people's stories. He wanted to understand them. And so there is a beginning act of generosity.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the Pulitzer Prize winning photographer swinging in to make some masterpiece, but you are genuinely interested in what is going on with them, what their life is, what their story is. But also, he did very nice things for people. One of the black women in I Dream a World had been in the hospital, and somehow her dentures got lost by the hospital staff. And so when Brian heard this or found out about it, he paid for new teeth for her. That's one thing. There are others, and generosity is just a key quality of what made him go.
I Dream a World was a really powerful project with all of its portraits of female African-American leaders. And I'm wondering how it looks to you from the perspective of 2015. There's such a message of respect and dignity in that book. What do you see in that book that we need to revisit in our current social situation now?
There's so much racism that has been maybe just pushed aside. We thought we fixed it in the 60s, but no, we certainly did not. I mean, it's very obvious from anybody who pays attention to the news. So I think that message from I Dream a World is absolutely relevant. Their stories are in their own words.
Mm-hmm.
They're edited interviews, and they're not Brian's words. It's just mind-boggling the lives they had.
One of his last projects was regarding shoes, which to me is also photographs of people in an indirect way, because shoes are only related to people. Why were shoes a subject that interested Brian enough to make a book out of?
Well, he was kind of an amateur anthropologist. I mean, not in a, you know, scientific way, but he was really interested in what people did, their customs, how they dressed themselves, and all of that. And so one day he was in the museum at the University of Oregon, and they were taking down an exhibit of shoes. Shoes of all descriptions, from the 10,000-year-old sandals that came from the Fort Rock area to shoes from the band Kiss, the variety of 10,000 years of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, oh, this should be a book. Now, he did not finish the project before he died, so the museum found underwriting for it, and they actually published the book.
There is a new book that comes with the retrospective that's at the JSMA that puts his entire career in perspective. What do you see in his work collectively when all those divergent perspectives are put into one book?
The breadth and depth of his vision and of his output as a photographer and as an artist. It's just so diverse.
How did his vision affect your vision and vice versa artistically?
Well, we understood each other's need for our work. He was always very supportive. He had a lot of good ideas on the Tough by Nature project. He just had the vision, and almost all of his ideas were terrific.
And you were a subject of his. That's how you met him.
It is. Yes, that is an unusual story. I was actually the subject of the story on natural childbirth back in Topeka, Kansas in 1972. My then husband, Jerry Coburn, and I were taking a Lamaze class on natural childbirth. And one day, the teacher of the class called and said, there's a photographer at the newspaper that is interested in photographing a Lamaze birth. Would you be interested in allowing him to be present during the delivery? And we both thought it would be interesting. And as long as we had control, why not? Jackie, my daughter then, was born. Brian was there. We never knew that he was there. He was like what I said, the fly on the wall. He was just in the background. It was like he was somewhere else. When I moved back to Kansas, I reconnected with my old friends in Topeka. And, you know, one of those was Brian. And so then we kind of got together and started seeing each other and moved out to Oregon, and he took the job at the Register Guard.
How do you think his time in Eugene at the Register Guard impacted his photography?
You won't see many photographs from Eugene in that show, or in the book, for that matter. The reason is he was hired as the director of photography and graphics. So he was management then. He did shoot some sports events. That photo of Pree is definitely from Hayward Field. But he didn't have time to shoot much. Mm.
When I look at the photographs in the book of Brian himself, there's a quality in his eyes, especially his young eyes, that's almost Miles Davis-like in this intensity and openness. Is that accurate, or is that just those few photographs that were chosen?
It's definitely accurate. No, he was extremely intense and very open. I mean, he was charismatic and just had a way of connecting with people.
Are you coming to peace with his absence 5 years after he has unfortunately left?
Yes, and it has taken 5 years. He taught me so much, and there isn't a day that goes by that I don't thank him either audibly or silently for setting such an example for creativity and commitment to work and also to friends and family. My main feeling is that I'm just so grateful to him for the time that we had together, and some people have less.
Well, we're grateful for you and for all the work that he has brought into the world, and for you and keeping his legacy and your own work going. Thank you for being here as well.
It's my pleasure, Eric.
Artist and author Linda Lanker, wife of the late photographer Brian Lanker, the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus in Eugene presents From the Heart, the Photographs of Brian Lanker, a retrospective of his work now through April 24th. The exhibit is accompanied by a comprehensive book with the same title. For more information, jsma.uoregon.edu and brianlanker.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.